13 minutes after 12. I'm joined by, you've probably heard of Matt and Kat that do food, but, well, now it's Matt and Kat that do Kickstart. So it's Kickstart Kat. I know that's not your name, it's a twist on it, but how are you doing? Because we've not seen each other for a long, long time.
It has been a while.
It's Kate. I know you as Katie Greenwood, but obviously you've changed your name since then. You've got married, have children, and so on. So how are you?
I'm really well, yeah.
It's you
going,
look well.
It's going well, living island life and just still loving being here, really. So
good.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's nice to see you, though, really nice. And you haven't changed a bit. It's lovely.
Well, it's nice for you to say so.
But I mean, it must have been about 20 years.
We were talking about, we did some kind of crew for TV12 down
That's
at Cowes
right.
Week.
Yes, roadshow.
And that was a whole load of fun.
It was a lot of steps dancing, as I recall.
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about that. And is he your boss, or are you the boss?
No, Matt is basically here to make sure that I don't just talk endlessly about things that don't matter and keep me on track.
No, on the contrary, I'm to encourage you.
Matt's here from the comms team, so also to cover anything that's perhaps not my area, anything I can't answer or don't know about the council, Matt's Mr. Informed.
Oh, so. Yeah, no pressure then.
Okay, well, do you know what I find fascinating is you've been with the council how long?
So I joined in June last year, so I joined in the pandemic, first time I've worked at the council.
And what did you join as?
I'm the resourcing specialist. So I was hired to support the council with recruitment and engagement of temporary and permanent workers, and just to really find ways of attracting talent to work at the council so we get the right people for the right jobs and make sure that everyone's got the staffing that they need. And that's my support that I offer. And then Kickstart has come in as part of that.
So how difficult was that in the last 18 months? Obviously, I think it's a little bit easier now, but... Was that like nothing going on for the first few months?
Or? Actually, it's been really busy since the day I joined. The council has continuously recruited, I would say, throughout the entire period. And actually, I have noticed the change in types of roles. So obviously, you know, we've worked on COVID-specific projects, and we've worked on people who are supporting and backfilling for vacancies and absences. There's been all sorts of different reasons, but it has been a solid, consistent hiring period. They never stopped. Not once. It's been really impressive.
I know that we spoke to John Metcalfe a number of times, and they were in need of people working in different departments during COVID, during lockdown and so on. So, you know, what people don't realise is that just as, you're in lockdown, it doesn't mean to say that people have stopped working in the council. They're all working
incredibly hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Quite the opposite, I would say. I think we a lot of us, worked a lot harder. It was certainly during the first few months, it was absolute panic stations, and we were really, really working all the hours that God sent, and lots of people were taking on jobs they'd never done before, and we had all these people seconded across to, like, you know, all the leisure centre staff out distributing food and stuff like that. It was a very, very intensive period of work. I mean, thank goodness that sort of emergency response has calmed down a bit now, but yeah, there was a lot of new people had to do new roles very, very quickly. On all the basic things that the council does, that still had to carry on. You know, bins are still got to be collected, planning still goes on, you know, all of that, all those things that just seem routine still got to be done. So yeah, it was very, very intense, but I think it has calmed down a bit now, thank goodness.
It's a real feeling that everyone kind of pulled together in this a family vibe now. I mean, I don't know what it was like before, but you can feel it now.
It really is, yeah.
It's a really, really lovely sort of community feel working inside the council.
Well, do you know what? Over the last... I want to say a big thank you to everyone that worked hard, not just within the council, but all of those... And I say to people, when they're moaning and groaning about this, that and the other, just remember, during that period of time, people were out on a limb, putting their lives in danger and so on, so that you could carry on. And so on, you know, you've got people, you say, emptying the bins, you've got all of these things going on, you've got people delivering food, you've got all these, and all these, this team of people, they didn't just materialise, they didn't just magically appear, they were there throughout, and they were doing things, and I say, it's just an incredible achievement, and I think next time we have a little bit of a moan and a groan about something, just remember that someone else did all of that through a really, really difficult time so that you could be safe and so that our numbers were incredibly low for the majority of the time. I mean, it's just worth saying sometimes. You have to pinch yourself. Did we really go through all of that? Mm. But here we are. We're coming out the other side. And, you know, we're going to find out about Kickstart. That's the main reason why you're here, isn't it?
It is. And Kickstart actually is quite a neat sort of sideline, because Kickstart has sort of launched out of a need from the pandemic and everything surrounding that and jobs. I think the government nationally decided that they needed to pay attention to what was happening at the entry level part of the sort of recruitment chain and jobs chain. So at the very sort of base level, this is just a very simplified version, but the 16 to 24 year old category of workers nationally would normally have access to very, very easy to access entry level jobs, hospitality, retail, Saturday jobs, you know, that working in pubs, that kind of thing. And of course, everything's shut. So they couldn't access the jobs that they would normally just walk into. And then when more jobs started coming back online, actually, those jobs were often picked up by people with more experience who'd perhaps been displaced from higher up the ladder, from their jobs perhaps closing or reducing or whatever. So 16 to 24-year-olds have kind of been displaced in terms of their access to opportunities, and Kickstart has been designed to address that specific issue. So it's a scheme designed for 16 to 24-year-olds who are currently claiming universal credit with the Job Centre, and it's specifically open to those. And each placement is a six-month work experience, fully paid and funded by the government at national minimum wage or living wage, depending on how old they are. And it just gives them a chance to be much more employable in 6 months' time when they finish their work experience with us and or with whichever employer they have joined. And it's open to anyone can join the scheme. And the council has really jumped in across all directorates to try and find opportunities for as many young people as we can.
How brilliant is that? And knowing that I spend a lot of time talking to young people, and I think half of the issues, the problems that they have, is not knowing what a work environment is. And the struggle, you have to turn up on time and you have to do X amount of hours and then you leave when you're supposed to leave and so on. And this is a great... I'm being taken back in my mind now. I'm going back to 1981 when I left school and that we went on a youth training scheme.
Yep.
And I know people called it a lot of things back then. You know, it was...
I remember the advert.
But I think that was probably the best thing that I could have done at that time, because even though it was only £23.50, I learnt more on that period of time about the working environment than I was ever likely to do elsewhere.
Well, the beauty of Kickstart is that because we are being given this funding in order to upskill and improve people's employability, our focus is on doing exactly that. So each role that has been created is a shadowing, supportive role. They're not coming in to hold responsibility of a job that they have to succeed in. They're there to support, to shadow, to learn, to pick up skills that perhaps they didn't have before, and also identify routes into careers that perhaps they hadn't considered previously. So we've got jobs in adult social care, we've got jobs in planning, we've got jobs with virtual administration assistants who are helping all sorts of teams around the council. From an admin capacity, we've got payments, we've got HR. I mean, it's really diverse. Children's services have got people coming through, schools are taking on classroom support. There's a real wide-ranging list of things that people can try. Warehouse support as well for people who don't want to do public-facing roles. We've really tried to do a real cross-section to try and tap into anyone who might want to try a job at the council, with the hope that long-term they'll see the council as a really, really exciting and interesting place to look at for their future career, because of course our goal is to have these people in post long-term and, you know, contributing to the local council community.
It sounds, I mean, there's so many different things that people can do and learn and so on. And, you know, how great would it be to find a niche somewhere and then you build on that, and then who knows where you're going to be in 5-10 years' time. That's where we've got to be thinking with this, where this is all going to lead somewhere. Some of it's a little bit terrifying, I'll be honest with you. Adult social care, you know, you've got roles in adult social care. Just waylay my fears. I'm a little bit, you know, I look at it and I think, that sounds scary.
We've got my favourite one that's live at the moment that we're definitely looking for applicants for, is in the West White with one of our residential settings, and they need an activities coordinator. So they need someone who's going to come in for 25 hours a week and help keep everybody busy, active, happy, entertained. So that could be tea parties, it could be going for a stroll along the beach, it could be doing some sporting activities. It's adult social care, but it's not personal care. It's more about social and mental health and well-being, and giving people the best chance to live fulfilled, independent, happy lives in the residential settings. And Kickstarters are perfect to come in and experience a residential setting and see what's really involved in working in that environment, because people are usually very surprised actually how much more there is to it than just what you would expect to be personal care, helping people dress and wash and all that sort of stuff. There is a huge amount of fun to be had, a huge amount of energy, there's lots of creative joy to be had in the roles, and they're just really exciting positions. So we're really hoping that some Kickstarters are going to come in and take up those posts.
Well, do you know what, you put my mind at rest. Because you honestly sold it to me, because I look at it and I think that's quite interesting. And getting involved with you know, doing all of those things, organising certain things, you know, you then went on to say, yeah, okay, there's a few other little things to it, but that's not all of it.
And actually, for these particular roles, they won't be getting involved in any of the personal care. So it will be very much a shadowing, supportive role. So they might come up with some creative ideas as to how to engage with the residents and how to come up with new things to try, perhaps new sports or new activities that haven't been done before, bringing a fresh perspective. But whilst they're there, they will also see the people who work there every day and how committed they are and how passionate they are. And we're hoping that will really engage people with a career in this sector.
Oh, brilliant. So just take us through a few other things that you've got going at the council. Okay. Then so we've done the adult social care.
Yeah.
What other bits and bolts?
So a really one that's very close to my heart, because it's in the team I sit in, is we have two roles actually, one in HR, working on a more transactional side of things, so contracts and admin and processing people who work at the council from an administrative perspective, and linking in with payroll, and then we also have HR advisory, so that would be more on the employment law side of things and seeing how a career in HR might look and getting involved with staff from that side of things, and you know, people joining the council and how their journey progresses and really having eyes on that. So that's a really nice sort of pair of jobs actually that we've got in the HR team, and they're, you know, like I say, for me it's interesting because I'm in HR. But then there's roles that are completely different for a different mindset. So we have a role at the moment that someone has just taken on, where they are going to be helping one of our teams to move house, essentially. They're moving from one of our buildings to another building, and all the paperwork needs to be digitised. So this individual wanted something very practical and very manual to do. So they're going to be scanning and digitising all our documentation for that team and making sure that they get everything they need so that move is easy. So we are going to try really hard to play to the skills of the individuals that are coming through, and so far we've had a really diverse mix of applicants as well. We've got people who are working with us on Kickstart at the moment, some who've never had a job ever and are just trying it out for the first time and learning those basic workplace skills that you were talking about a minute ago, so timekeeping and attendance, how to use our systems and processes. And then we've got graduates who are, you know, very academic, they've just finished university and in quite a tricky environment, and it's difficult to access graduate jobs right now, and they're coming through and they're able to offer something a little bit more in terms of being able to get up and running very, very quickly and take on some responsibility. And we've got one individual working with us who's just been nominated as Employee of the Month in her area for some of the work she's completed independently for the PA notice board. So it's
brilliant.
Yeah, it's really exciting. There's so much to get stuck into.
Do you know what, you can tell that you enjoy your job.
I really do.
Yeah, no, you can tell that, and it comes across that way, and it's a lovely thing, because if you didn't, you're not going to be encouraging too many people, are you?
I think one of the reasons I like it so much, I've worked in recruitment for a really, really long time now, and even I've had my eyes opened as to how much opportunity there is available at the council, how many routes there are into really sustainable long-term careers, you know, good salaries, lots of opportunity, everybody gets a fair shot at the benefits and the discounts and the good stuff that comes as being part of the council, whether they're entry level or super senior management, everybody gets the same treatment, which is just really special and nice. I don't think you get that everywhere, and it's a lovely thing to see. Team IWC is it's a really nice place to work, a really lovely environment to be in.
And how much mindset is on the fact that you're actually building the future for the council, really? Because you want as many new and fresh people to come in. Obviously, younger people will come in and have a different ideas to how to do things, and they might be a bit switched on with technology and stuff like that. They might be able to help you.
Well, absolutely. I mean, just everything changes at pace. I mean, there's so many new things changing all the time, and we've got a younger member of staff working in comms at the moment who is just brilliant with social media and has so many ideas, and actually comms have also just recently taken on a Kickstarter as well, so they're moving that through and making sure that those sort of doorways are open for people who want to try it. But I think one thing we are hoping to gain out of Kickstart from a sort of a mercenary perspective is that, yeah, absolutely, we want people to suddenly notice that this is a good entry-level workforce to join. It's not just somewhere where you come when you've got lots of experience. There is a lot of opportunity at entry-level, and the training and development that is on offer is spectacular. We have we call it a learning hub, which is a digital online system that all our Kickstarters and actually all council staff have access to, where all the training they need is there at a click of a button. So they'll have their training in their team with their manager, but then they can also access intermediate Excel skills, interview tips, writing a CV, employability skills, health and safety, mindfulness, mental health awareness. There's all sorts of things that they can tap into there, and they can really just eat up as much learning as they want. And training and progression is something that the council is really strong on, so that will follow them through if they stay with us.
Wow. Good asset. You ain't getting a word in edgewise, are you?
I didn't expect to be.
So, Kickstart. Because we were having a conversation outside, and I was saying that, and I would imagine there's a lot of companies that were thinking exactly the same thing, because we saw it all announced and so on, and we all thought, hey, look, this looks really, really good, but can we do this now because, you know, we're in lockdown? With us, it's a case of how many people can we have in one building?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that time, we couldn't have any more than 2-3 people. Now's definitely the time where you can start thinking about that. So
absolutely, and it's opened up a lot more. I mean, initially when we started bringing Kickstarters, they were pretty much all working in a virtual remote home working environment, and we're actually starting to see more now coming into building spaces. We've got someone working in fleets who's actually physically working on the cars, so that's quite nice to see now, whereas before they were virtual. But actually, there are really lots of ways of making it work for your business. So if you wanted to join the Kickstart scheme, it's the DWP website is the place to go to find all the information. But on the island, if a business wants to apply directly, they can do, but they can also go through, I believe, what's called a gateway. And I know the Chamber of Commerce is available to help with that if anyone wants to look at getting a Kickstarter. From our perspective, we didn't do that because we had quite a high volume of vacancies and we were managing our own process. So we've just released new vacancies as and when they've come up around the council, and we're currently looking to fill 33 new Kickstart vacancies between now and December as a minimum. That's our goal, that's what we'd really like to achieve, and I'm confident that we should be able to get people through. We've got 17 in at the moment, and applications have picked up again at the end of the summer, which was expected, but now we just want to make sure that anyone who is eligible can access us and knows how to get to us. So if I can do that little pitch, that'd be great.
Okay, so let's just recap. If you're 16 to 24,
yes,
and you are the way you would qualify for this is
you'd be claiming universal credit, so you can only access the scheme that way. And if you are in that category of 16 to 24 and claiming universal credit, you will have been allocated a work coach, and it is the work coach who can open the door for you to Kickstart. So they will be the people who will send forward your referral. So they'll have the jobs, they'll be able to talk to you about those jobs, pick out which ones on our list of various vacancies that suit you the most. You can apply to as many as you like, and then we basically pick you up from the point that your application comes through, and we can even support with the application process too.
Okay, so I've got a message for those 16 to 24 year olds. I've got a message for the mums and dads that are at home now, and maybe, you know, their son is gone off to the park to play football or whatever, doing a bit of scrumping maybe. This is for you, and you need to take down these details, and you need to point people in the right direction, i.e. your son, daughter, nephew, whatever, and this is what they need to do. They need to make contact with
Make contact with their individual work coach. So everyone will have a slightly different contact for that, but they will know who that is. They can contact them through their journal on Universal Credit, or they can just phone them, or when they go in for their meetings, they can just talk to them about it there. But to ask specifically about what opportunities are currently live at the council. And I guess our message is to not be intimidated or put off by the size of the council, and the job titles that are there do look a bit more complex perhaps than you would normally expect for entry-level posts, but we really want people to come in and embrace all the opportunities. So we're giving them access to literally all parts of the council. people so that they can really find where they would fit and see a future for themselves.
Okay, so come on, what's the one you want to fill most? What do you want? That one there, that's the job I really want to
fill the learning host for our learning and development team. I feel like the learning and development team have just worked so hard. There's been some really, really good hard work put in the background of Kickstart to get it up and running. Claire Massiter has been, in our payments team, has been absolutely spectacular in bringing everybody in the council together and making them all work cohesively to make this actually come off the ground. But Sarah Teague and her team in learning and development have really thought about the how we can look after the Kickstarters and what we can offer them. And Kev Apps, who was the individual who's actually created our Learning Hub programme for the Kickstarters, they have a place in their team. So I feel like if anyone deserves someone to come in and support them and, you know, access the scheme, it would be really lovely for it to land in that team. Plus, whoever gets that job is going to be looked after 20 times as much as anyone else, because learning and development is their thing day to day. So they are just going to really take someone and run with them. So I would really like to see someone come in for that. It's called a learning host, and they really want someone to come in and look after everybody who's coming in on training with the councils and actually host those training sessions, book people in, get people scheduled, show them how to use the systems. So a really nice opportunity to meet lots of different people and see lots of different elements of council life.
Wow. Okay, and what's next then? Come on, we filled that one. What's next?
Oh, okay. So I would also really, really love to fill some of our jobs in the West Wight. We have social care positions. They are really just waiting arms open for people to come through the door. But actually, it's quite difficult to get people in this category in the West Wight on universal credit in the right age group who are available to work. So if there is anyone who can access, maybe someone who's got a motorbike or who's got their own car perhaps, or even if someone can get a lift in, the jobs that are out in the West Wight, so things like the activities coordinator that I mentioned earlier, those positions, they really will look after whoever comes in and give them an incredible experience for 6 months. We just need to physically get them through the door. So to really think openly about how you might be able to access some of the jobs.
Have you got anybody that has come through the 6 months and been taken on, or, you know, so obviously there's a positive outcome?
There is, and actually we would really like to see, if possible, if someone wants to stay with us, identify a route where they can do. So not only are we trying to identify routes in the teams they're working in, but if that team hasn't got budget or space to recruit, then actually where else could those people work in the council? So we're trying to give them lots of access to various different routes in. We have two who've just accepted apprenticeships, which they're joining in the teams they're working in, so that's really nice. And we have one member of staff who's been taken already by the school full-time and is now working in the school, having done 6 months on Kickstart. So 4 months, actually, I think, because of the school holidays. But they were so good, they ended up joining the team full-time. And then everyone who finishes Kickstart with us at the end of their 6 months, we're registering them with our casual database of workers, which is Team IWC Flexible, which is an opportunity for people who want to pick up casual work that may be sporadic or maybe only needed for short periods of time. That can be anything from, we've had bikeability instructors come through there, we've had people doing the COVID test and trace payments team who take the phone calls. We've had people come through there for admin in our corporate leadership team. So there's some really good level opportunities there for people to try their hand at something. And anyone can apply to Team IWC Flexible and join to be on our casual list of workers. So we're making sure that the Kickstarters all have that route too.
Brilliant. You sound like a breath of fresh air. You really do.
Uh-huh.
A few years ago, we had an apprentice. Obviously a different scheme, but I would imagine kind of similar. And I bumped into him a couple of years ago after, because it was about 6 or 7 years ago that he was here. And one of the issues that he had, he was on a certain wage and it wasn't massive, but he had to get from Brading to Newport, and it kind of cost him quite a lot of money to get, because he said he had to get on two buses for some unknown reason. I don't know whether he was telling me the truth or not, but is there help for travel?
It depends on the situation of the individual and the individual teams. I believe some teams have some budget available to help people access. And I believe the Job Centre actually will help with Kickstart. The first 3 months, they'll pay all travel costs. So actually the Job Centre themselves will be the ones that would help support in that instance. But yeah, there is the stigma around apprenticeships I think has luckily changed over the years a little bit, but certainly at the council, we pay above the normal rates for apprenticeships. There's like a minimum rate for apprenticeships, but the council made the decision quite some time back, I think, to put them on the standard grades that other members of staff would be on. So I believe we offer a good rate of pay for apprentices as well. So actually, if someone comes in from Kickstart and then moves on to an apprenticeship, chances are they'll actually be financially better off.
Fantastic. I mean, honestly, it sounds like a no-brainer, really, for people. You know, if they are, and I say, I can't stress again, if you're between 16 and 24 and you're a bit down on your luck and not doing anything, and you're at home and you're kicking your heels up and you're driving your parents mad because you're home all the time, gaming or doing whatever, this is a perfect opportunity to, you know, just take one step. And this could change the rest of your life. This
Absolutely.
Could be the direction that you take. And it doesn't necessarily mean you go into adult social care or whatever.
Absolutely, yeah.
You might
could
find
move
another sort of door opens and you work out that there's something else for you. I mean, this is just a perfect opportunity.
It really is a sort of a taste it, see what you think, try it and see where you fit. But funny enough, the virtual admin assistant jobs that we're running, we have 10 of those, and they will be working with all sorts of different teams. So you might do 2 months in one team and then move over to, so you might work in children's services for a little while, and then you might go and work in neighbourhoods and planning, and then you might go and work with our customer services or corporate services teams, and then you might end up doing a little bit of social care or just working with the leadership team. You could be doing anything in those virtual admin roles. They're working with our legal team. There's all sorts of opportunity, and those roles have been designed to be a bit more flexible so people can get a real flavour of where they might fit.
Do you go into schools and talk to people, you know, 16 plus?
We don't. I believe the Job Centre are doing that and promoting the scheme that way, but because it's not our scheme, we are not able to do that. We're only able to promote in certain ways because the only route in is via the Job Centre. So
right.
Job Centre Plus have to be the ones where the first initial point of contact comes in. So you could phone me about Kickstart tomorrow and we could talk about a vacancy, but I couldn't take your application. You would still have to go in through your work coach at the Job Centre. There's no other way of applying. It's to make sure that the right people who need the support the most get the jobs.
Okay. It's interesting because we spend a lot of time with 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and a lot of the time they've got no idea about jobs. They've got no idea about, you know, turning up at the mm-hmm. right time, working and so on. It'll just be good to, maybe we'll get you in. When we have sessions with young people between, you know, 16, 17, 18, they come in and we'll get you in and they can interview you and you can possibly interview them as well.
Or they could come to join us on Kickstart and I can do it as part of their learning programme.
How do they do that?
Once you're in the Kickstart scheme at the council, I become your main point of contact. So you'll have your team that you're working with and the manager that you're working with, but I'll be there the whole time throughout the whole 6 months in order to just make sure that you're getting everything you need and that we are pointing you in the right direction and that any ambitions you have. We've had people come in wanting to buy a drum kit with their first paycheck, or someone who wants to learn to drive while they're with us, someone who wants to become independent and move into their own place at the end of it. There's all sorts of different ambitions and I talk to them about that. And then we try and make sure that we tailor their experience. So they will get me eventually. I can't take the initial application, but once they're through the door, it'll be me that picks them up. So it'll be actually me that takes the initial applications when they do come through.
I've probably said this already, but how refreshing it is to have somebody that is so positive about, you know, your role, that your job, that is going to have such a knock-on effect for so many people if they only just take that first step.
It is about taking that leap of faith, and there's so much support available. But what I must say is I think people were at the start of the scheme nationally were thinking these would be individuals with very, very little skill and maybe not too much to bring to the table, because perhaps a 16-year-old who's just come out of school and hasn't got any experience, well, how will they cope in 6 months in a remote position, for example? Every single Kickstart we've had come through the door has been amazing. They are all so enthusiastic. They are just here to learn. They are willing. They are picking up skills. They are training in things that they would never have necessarily done naturally. And you can see a course of career for them moving forward. And we haven't met one at all who's come through and hasn't been able to offer something. And we've got some really nervous, anxious, unsure individuals coming through, and they're all blossoming and thriving. It's lovely.
How do we overcome that then? Because there'll be people out there that, you know, some will have attitudes of, no, I'm not doing that, and they won't even entertain the idea. There'll be some people that are a little bit tentative, a little mm-hmm. bit scared and so on. How do we show them that this is a good thing?
It's difficult. I think we as a council, once they're through the door, we can help them with that from day one, and we're very quick to identify where someone might need support, whatever that might be, and then to offer that support. We do find that the Job Centre Plus will refer us quite maybe a high volume of people who might apply for our posts. But then when it comes to actually filling out the application form, there's a bit of a drop-off. So the Job Centre Plus might, let's say they send us 10 referrals of people who have said they'd be interested in the job, and we will send out 10 application packs. Actually, we might only get back 2 out of those 10. So there are potentially 8 people sat there who, for whatever reason, just didn't fill out the form. And I would say that's the part that would make the biggest difference for us. Hmm. If we can just get the form to us, we can pick them up from there and make sure we find somewhere they will fit. So don't be afraid of filling out the application form. If you've got it in front of you, do your best. We are not expecting an essay. We just want a flavour of who you are and what you might want to achieve. You can make it very personal. Don't worry about grammar and spelling mistakes. You know, if it's there, that's fine. We'll work with you on it when you're with us, and we will support you with making sure that when you do leave us, your applications will be on point.
So just say, for instance, I mean, there's a lot of young people that might struggle with language, typing, mm-hmm. and so on. You know, don't exclude yourselves.
Exactly.
You know, there's an opportunity here, and yeah. And take it, because your skills may lay elsewhere.
We've even got courses on spelling, punctuation and grammar ready and waiting for any Kickstarters who put their hands up and say, actually, do you know what, I might need some extra support. We're going to help people put their CVs together. We're helping people build up their LinkedIn profiles. We're doing everything we can so that when they do leave at the end of the 6 months, if they leave, we're hoping they might stay. But if they do move on to another environment where they might be working, we're going to give them the best shot they've possibly got at it.
Can't you extend it to 56-year-olds?
Wow. It's big, big, wouldn't it? I would love. I mean, I have no idea what the long-term plans are, but there has been talk just generally in the press about people saying, you know, will it be extended? It's such a good scheme. Will more people be given the opportunity? I know that, for example, hospitality venues who were closed for the best part of the scheme at the start didn't get the same shot at it that everybody else did. So there's definitely a call out there for the scheme to be extended. I think we'd be very keen if it did. I think we'd be very happy about that. So we'd give it a thumbs up if they said, would you Brilliant. Like to do another 6 months?
No, that's good. What about the people that have already gone through it, done brilliantly well? Is there a mileage in having some kind of open day where you and the job centre are actually getting together and talking to people? And I don't know whether you can actually... OK, you're signing on, if that's the correct term these days. I don't know what it is. And you can say, you've got to attend this. You've got to attend some kind of seminar where people can actually show you what you could be doing.
OK.
Go in with an open mind.
Actually, we've got it happening on the 29th of September. That's quite handy, right, Ian.
As if by magic.
That's beautiful. There is an event happening. They've done one already that took place and I believe was very successful. And then the next one is happening on the 29th of September. Now, it's invite only, I believe, at the moment, because of keeping numbers and making sure they're able to
sure.
plan for how many people might turn up and keep everybody safe and all of that. So, but if you would like to attend, just have a chat with your work coach. I think it's the Newport... Job Centre Plus team only. I think Ryde will maybe do their own event. So this one will be for Newport, anyone who's registered at Newport. It's on the morning of the 29th of September, and I will be there with some other employers also on the Kickstart scheme to talk to anyone who wants to find out a little bit more about coming to join us. And we can sign people up there and then.
Brilliant. And you mentioned employers then. Are you in need of employers as well?
I believe there are a lot of employers who have taken up the scheme. There are a lot of opportunities. I'd like to say that the ones we're offering are clearly going to be my favourites, but there's loads. I mean, there will be roles in hospitality, there will be roles in tourism, there will be roles in engineering, there'll be all sorts of stuff available. So if the council just isn't what you're looking for, there's definitely other employers across the island, graphic design, all sorts, offering Kickstart placements, and other employers can still join the scheme, I think, up until the last onboarding at the moment is in December. So once December has come and gone, you'll have missed your chance. So if you want to get involved, now is probably a pretty good time.
Yeah, and just for quickness, is it a website we go to? Is it a chat that we have when we go and, you know, the person you were talking about within the... I don't know what they call it now. I would say it's. I used to sign on, and if that's the correct term.
So this would be the work coach. Yeah, they'll meet the same person every time.
That's what you've got to do.
Yeah.
Go through your work coach.
Speak to your work coach at the Job Centre Plus. If you're on Universal Credit, you will already know if you've got a work coach and who they are, and they will have given you their contact details. You literally just need to say, I heard about some jobs available on Kickstarter at the council. I'd like to find out more, and they would pick you up from there and bring you to us.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. Just say, for instance, if you're at home now and you're just on your game station, whatever it is you're doing, and you're not doing anything, and honestly, now is the time to think about this. Yeah, you can do that, but you can't do that for the rest of your life. And at some point, I'm guessing, and I'm not trying to twist your arm up your back or anything like that if you're listening, because you know you are, you now have to think about your future at some point. And you'll do it when you're ready, but why not take the plunge now? At least, you know, speak to someone about it and see how you can get out of the situation where you're just kicking your heels up,
mm-hmm.
causing trouble.
Even if you wanted, I mean, obviously we are hoping everybody who comes to us will make the most of it and complete the full 6 months. But let's say, for example, someone came to join us and they were in a placement that just didn't feel right. It just wasn't what they thought it would be, or it wasn't what they wanted. There's no obligation to complete the full 6 months. That you can just say, actually, this isn't working, and stop. And sometimes you might get an alternative role. We might be able to move you from one Kickstart post to a different one, to see if you can get a different experience. Other times you might move to a different employer, or you might just find that you actually get a full-time job with someone else while you're on a Kickstart placement because of all the good skills you've just learned. And you might need to leave your contract early because you're actually now in full-time employment. So it's 6 months commitment, hopefully, but if you need to leave earlier, then that's an option as well. There really is nothing to lose.
And it will look so good on your CV,
yes,
that you've done something.
And
it will. Just say, for instance, if you left school and 3 years later you still haven't done anything, you know, that's the time when people will look at that and think, well, can I trust you to turn up on time? Can I trust you to be here and do the job? If you've already got into the mindset of, hey, look, I work 9 to 5, whatever, how many hours? But you're there and you've got, you know, everything's on your CV saying you work for 6 months and you've got good experience and, you know, you were a popular team member and so on. Again, it just opens up so many doors and you can start taking control of your own life rather than have your mum and your dad moan and groan. When are you going to get yourself a job? And the more they do that,
yeah,
the more they dig their heels in.
And as an employer, if I was recruiting for a post and I saw that someone had completed 6 months on Kickstart and, for example, while they were there, completed 10 different learning and training certificates and also got nominated as Employee of the Month, I mean, that screams about someone's potential, even if they may not have the experience. You can see that given the chance, they will thrive.
Crikey, look at the time. Ian said a word.
I did.
Well, you didn't say much.
No, didn't need
you've
to.
Go. You've got
you
to get out.
You can tell I'm quite enthusiastic.
I honestly, it's just terrific what you're doing. I really, really admire what you're doing. And I think, you know, long may it continue. It's been a long time coming, something like this. And this sounds like the perfect the vehicle for young people. So please get involved. Will you come back again and on a regular basis?
If I'm allowed, not
just because I missed you. It's just the fact that I think this is
getting the band back together.
a massive opportunity, isn't it, for young people? And I just think come in and bang the drum and get people motivated. I think it'd be fantastic.
To be honest, I can talk about Kickstart till the cows come home, but there's also all the careers at the Isle of Wight Council, and I would love to talk to you some more about that.
You've got to come back and talk about that then soon.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, you can come back and chip in whenever.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you very much for all the support and sharing our jobs and vacancies. Vectus Radio have been brilliant. It's been really helpful.
You are very welcome. Anything we can do, you just let me know. Okay, thank you both.